Today is March the 19th, the 19th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's great to be here with you today, with a grateful heart and an open heart here around the global campfire as we gather again, like we do every single day without fail. We're never ending as long as the Lord will allow us. Great to be here with you today for the next step forward. And that next step leads us back into the book of Numbers in the Old Testament, even as we work our way through the Gospel of Luke in the New. Numbers chapter 28, verse 16 through 29, verse 40 today. The 14th day of the first month is the Lord's Passover. The 15th of this same month is a pilgrimage festival. For 7 days, you must eat only unleavened bread. On the first day, there will be a holy assembly. Don't do any regular work. Instead, bring the Lord an offering by fire, a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old lambs, all of them without defects. Along with them, bring grain offerings of flour mixed with olive oil. Bring 24 cups for each bull, 16 cups for each ram, and 8 cups for each of the 7 lambs. Also bring 1 male goat as an offering for sin to make peace with the Lord. Offer these in addition to the morning burnt offering. Bring all these offerings on each of the 7 days. They are food. They are offerings by fire, a soothing aroma to the Lord. They will be offered in addition to the daily burnt offering and the wine offering that goes with it. On the 7th day, you must have a holy assembly. You must not do any regular work. During the Festival of Weeks, you must have a holy assembly. On that day, you must not do any regular work. Bring the Lord your new grain offering, the first produce harvested from your fields. Bring a burnt offering as a soothing aroma to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old lambs. Along with them, bring grain offerings of flour mixed with olive oil. Bring 24 cups for each bull, 16 cups for each ram, and 8 cups for each of the 7 lambs. Also bring 1 male goat to make peace with the Lord. Offer these animals that have no defects along with their wine offerings, in addition to the daily burnt offerings and their grain offerings. The Lord continued, "On the 1st day of the 7th month, you must have a holy assembly. You must not do any regular work. It is the day for the trumpets to sound, a fanfare. As a burnt offering, a soothing aroma to the Lord, bring 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old lambs that have no defects. Along with them, bring grain offerings of flour mixed with olive oil. Bring 24 cups for each bull, 16 cups for each ram, and 8 cups for each of the 7 lambs. Also, bring 1 male goat as an offering for sin to make peace with the Lord. Offer these in addition to the monthly burnt offerings with its grain offering, and the daily burnt offerings with their proper grain offerings and wine offerings. They are a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. On the 10th day of the 7th month, you must have a holy assembly. You must humble yourselves. You must not do any work. As a burnt offering, a soothing aroma, bring 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old lambs, all of them without defects. Along with them, bring grain offerings of flour mixed with olive oil. Bring 24 cups for each bull, 16 cups for each ram, and 8 cups for each of the 7 lambs. Also, bring one male goat as an offering for sin, in addition to the other offering for sin, to make peace with the Lord. And the daily burnt offerings with their grain offerings and wine offerings. On the 15th day of the 7th month, you must have a holy assembly. You must not do any regular work. Instead, celebrate a festival to the Lord for 7 days. As a burnt offering, an offering by fire, a soothing aroma to the Lord, bring 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old lambs, all of them without defects. Along with them, bring grain offerings of flour mixed with olive oil. Bring 24 cups for each of the 13 bulls, 16 cups for each of the 2 rams, and 8 cups for each of the 14 one-year-old lambs. Also, bring 1 male goat as an offering for sin in addition to the daily burnt offerings with their grain offerings and wine offerings. On the 2nd day, bring 12 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old lambs that have no defects. Along with them, bring the proper amount of grain offerings and wine offerings for each of the bulls, rams, and lambs. Also, bring 1 male goat as an offering for sin in addition to the daily burnt offerings, with their grain offerings and wine offerings. On the 3rd day, bring 11 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old lambs that have no defects. Along with them, bring the proper amount of grain offerings and wine offerings for each of the bulls, rams, and lambs. Also, bring 1 male goat as an offering for sin in addition to the daily burnt offerings, with their grain offerings and wine offerings. On the 4th day, bring 10 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old lambs that have no defects. Along with them, bring the proper amount of grain offerings and wine offerings for each of the bulls, rams, and lambs. Also bring 1 male goat as an offering for sin in addition to the daily burnt offerings, with their grain offerings and wine offerings. On the 5th day, bring 9 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old lambs that have no defects. Along with them, bring the proper amount of grain offerings and wine offerings for each of the bulls, rams, and lambs. Also, bring 1 male goat as an offering for sin in addition to the daily burnt offerings, with their grain offerings and wine offerings. On the 6th day, bring 8 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old lambs that have no defects. Along with them, bring the proper amount of grain offerings and wine offerings for each of the bulls, rams, and lambs. Also bring 1 male goat as an offering for sin in addition to the daily burnt offerings, with their grain offerings and wine offerings. On the 7th day, bring 7 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old lambs that have no defects. Along with them, bring the proper amount of grain offerings and wine offerings for each of the bulls, rams, and lambs. Also, bring 1 male goat as an offering for sin in addition to the daily burnt offerings, with their grain offerings and wine offerings. On the 8th day, you must hold a religious assembly. You must not do any daily work. As a burnt offering, an offering by fire, a soothing aroma to the Lord, bring 1 bull, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old lambs that have no defects. Along with them, bring the proper amount of grain offerings and wine offerings for the bull, the ram, and the lambs. Also, bring 1 male goat as an offering for sin in addition to the daily burnt offerings, with their grain offerings and wine offerings. These are the offerings you must bring to the Lord at your festivals. They are the offerings you must bring in addition to the offerings for anything you vowed to give to the Lord: your freewill offerings, your burnt offerings, your grain offerings, your wine offerings, and your fellowship offerings. Moses told the Israelites everything the Lord had commanded him. Luke 3:23-38. Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. Jesus, so people thought, was the son of Joseph, son of Eli, son of Matthat, son of Levi, son of Melchi, son of Janai, son of Joseph, son of Mattathias, son of Amos, son of Nahum, son of Esli, son of Nigai, son of Maat, son of Mattathias, son of Simeon, son of Josech, son of Joda, son of Yohanan, son of Resa, son of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, son of Neri, son of Melchi, son of Adi, son of Kosam, son of Elbanam, son of son of Joshua, son of Eleazar, son of Jorim, son of Matthat, son of Levi, son of Simeon, son of Judah, son of Joseph, son of Jonam, son of Eliakim, son of Maliah, son of Menna, son of Mattathah, son of Nathan, son of David, son of Jesse, son of Obed, son of Boaz, son of Salmon, son of Nashon, son of Amminadab, son of Admin, son of Arni, son of Hezron, son of Perez, son of Judah, son of Jacob, son of Isaac, son of Abraham, son of Terah, son of Nahor, son of Serug, son of Reu, son of Peleg, son of Eber, son of Shelah, son of Canaan, son of Arphaxad, son of Shem, son of Noah, son of Lamech, son of Methuselah, son of Enoch, son of Jared, son of Mahalalel, son of Canaan, son of Enos, son of Seth, son of Adam, son of God. Psalm 62. For the choir director, according to Jeduthun, a psalm by David. My soul waits calmly for God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my Savior, my stronghold. I cannot be severely shaken. How long will all of you attack a person? How long will you try to murder him? As though he were a leaning wall or a sagging fence. They plan to force him out of his high position. They are happy to lie. They bless with their mouths, but in their hearts they curse. Selah. Wait calmly for God alone, my soul, because my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my Savior, my stronghold. I cannot be shaken. My salvation and my glory depend on God. God is the rock of my strength, my refuge. Trust Him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts in His presence. God is our refuge. Selah. Common people are only a whisper in the wind. Important people are only a delusion. When all of them are weighed on a scale, they amount to nothing. They are less than a whisper in the wind. Do not count on extortion to make you rich. Do not hope to gain anything through robbery. When riches increase, do not depend on them. God has spoken once. I have heard it said twice. Power belongs to God. Mercy belongs to you, O Lord. You reward a person based on what he has done. Proverbs 11:18-19. A wicked person earns dishonest wages, but whoever spreads righteousness earns honest pay. As righteousness leads to life, so whoever pursues evil finds his own death. Okay, so we spend our time in the Gospel of Luke reading a genealogy, which can get monotonous, or at least seem monotonous, maybe uninteresting. I definitely would have fallen into that camp for a lot of years. But think of it this way. That list, any of these genealogical lists, but this one is a wide, vast, millennia long ranging story filled with many different generations, ultimately representing millions of lives that come from the beginning and lead us all the way up to Jesus. Believe it or not, if we were able to trace our own ancestry all the way back, and I'm kind of into this sort of thing in a way. My son Max is really into this sort of thing. So if we've been able to trace our ancestry back basically as far as the trail can go. And that leads us way back into France, into Normandy, into Huguenot France in the Middle Ages. But the trail kind of gets lost at some point for most of us. We can't go back like this genealogy. But if we were able to go all the way back, we would eventually connect to some of these names because we all came from Adam and Eve. So one thing that we can get from this right here and now is that we are all connected to the same story. We are all a part of the same human story, a story that continues and continued forward until it got to our names. So the genealogies serve as a reminder that God is with us and is a part of our story and is the origin, the beginning, and the end of our story and wants to be known by us. He is the Father of us all. And then our Proverbs reading helps us, man, Proverbs, it helps us understand that sinister manipulation and evil that we choose to participate in will not stand and are temporary at best. What we gain from it will not last. Conversely, and there's always the flip side to these things, a godly life. Like actually living a godly life. Doing what we know is right is a constant reward whose fruitfulness will be ongoing forever. That truth is stark, summarized by the words of Proverbs. Godly people find life, evil people find death. That's a choice. Those are systematic choices each and every day of what we will be, godly or evil. And the choice is and has always been our choice. So if we want to find life, and we all claim that we do, then there is a path. We must live a godly life. Because if we do not, we are making the opposite choice, and we will find exactly the opposite of life: death, long destroying death. So what will the choice be today? And Spirit of God, Spirit of truth, we invite you into that. It's very clear what we choose, but what we do is what we're actually choosing. What we say is what we're actually choosing. Like our thoughts and our words and our deeds that make up this day are the actual choice. That really requires us to pay attention to what we're doing. And that is part of the process of just simply being self-aware, taking time to reflect, to observe ourselves instead of just paying attention to what everybody else is doing, to keep our eyes on our own lives. So help us do just that today, that we might choose a godly path that leads to life. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com, that's home base. Daily Audio Bible app, that's home base. The app or the web, home base. Get connected. Stay connected. Be connected to what's going on around here. Check out the community section to get connected. Check out the Daily Audio Bible shop for resources here in the community for the journey, the adventure of the lifetime that we are in and on. Yeah, check out like Wind Farm. Check out the coffee and tea. I'm drinking tea today. I'm normally pounding the coffee today in my clean canteen. And I've actually rocked out an old vintage canteen today. It hasn't been available for years because I'm just old school today. I'm drinking some tea. Wind Farm tea. Chai, as it turns out. So, check out the coffee. If you drink coffee, or you drink tea, if you drink something hot like that every day, morning or evening, and you're running through a drive-thru or whatever all the time to kind of get this, or you're buying it at the grocery store, I mean, we are roasting fresh. We are reading the scriptures fresh every day, but we are roasting fresh and sending it fresh. And all of it helps throw twigs and logs on the campfire. And we have sourced the best we can find to create very, very excellent high quality. And so check out. You can even subscribe. You can even have it like a bag or two or three or however much you drink sent to you each and every month fresh. It just shows up. Never have to think about it. You're always stocked. And every morning, as you're immersing yourselves in the scriptures, it's just one more close connection to the community here. So check out Wind Farm and the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Thank you humbly. If what happens around the global campfire every day brings life to you, thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey family, this is Melissa from Albertville, Alabama. Brian, Jill, Ezekiel, and everyone else who went on the trip. I enjoyed the updates and I'm so glad y'all are home. I need prayer. I've been battling a nasty case of bronchitis for over a month. Been to the doctor several times, 2 rounds of antibiotics, 2 rounds of shots, and I still don't feel like it's completely gone. But I know God is a healer, and y'all pray for me. Pray for Alabama, Tennessee, Mississippi, Georgia. I don't know who else, but today is Sunday, March the 15th, and we are under the gun for really severe weather tonight. So y'all keep us lifted up. I love you, family. I'm still listening, and I'm still praying. Y'all pray for me. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
It's Beloved in Bakersfield. Just wanted to call in for Lucy from Alabama. Sister, I'm so sorry for the shingles that you are being afflicted with right now. It sounds so miserable and painful. And so my prayer for you is that God would touch your body, would alleviate the sores and the pain and the numbness and all the discomfort you're feeling. Heavenly Father, we are asking for your healing touch. For your daughter, Lucy, please provide what she needs. Give her the hope and endurance that you hear her cries, that this torment that she's in isn't for nothing, Lord. God, please heal her. We ask that you would just come swiftly, Lord, and be her remedy. It's in your name we pray.
Hey family, it's his little Cherie in Canada calling to thank everyone who has said a prayer for Eagle-Eyed Bruce. I had called in really upset because he wasn't getting any medication and was in a lot of pain. We talked to him today and he is now getting medication and the new medication they're giving him is giving him some relief from the pain, enough that he can sleep at least a little bit at night. And so I'm so grateful, and he is so grateful for the prayers. They are doing some tests, and it does look like he may very well be in the beginning stages of liver failure. So that is not good news, but at least I'm relieved that he is getting medication and he is getting some care. So thank you everyone for your prayers. When you think of Bruce, please continue to pray. Thank you so much, family. Bye for now.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, in the midst of trials that feel overwhelming, we turn to you, our rock and our refuge. Your word reminds us, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. Grant us the grace to truly believe these comforting words when darkness surrounds us. Help us to release our anxieties and surrender our worries into your capable hands, knowing that you work all things together for our good, as Romans 8:28 assures. Strengthen our faith, Father, so that we may trust in your unfailing love and wisdom, even when the path ahead is unclear. May your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds. We pray for the courage to persevere, knowing that with you, we can overcome any obstacle. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
God's Life Speaker, this is Hands to Heaven. I heard your prayer request concerning Rich and his family. Lord Jesus, you never meant for us to experience death. And we still find it hard to deal with it. Barring a miracle from your hands, Rich is going to be joining you in heaven soon. We thank you, Lord, that his suffering will be over. We pray for strength for his family, for comfort, for encouragement. Lord, that they will surrender the hurt and the grief to you and allow you to comfort them. I pray for God's Life Speaker as she goes to visit Rich. Lord, it's difficult to usher our brothers and sisters in Christ into your presence. But what an awesome privilege. Strengthen them, Lord. Encourage them. Give them peace in their hearts, even in the pain. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Good morning. Shalom, shalom. This is for Eyes of a Dove. You called in yesterday on the 15th, and you shared with us that you found your mother passed away in a chair. I just want to say how shocking that must have been for you. And I could hear in your voice how distressed you were and you're grieving. So, sister, my deepest condolences. I can't imagine what that must feel like or be like, and everything that you're going through right now. Just know that you are not alone. You know that Abba Father is with you. Jesus is there to comfort you, and we are here and sitting Shiva with you. We love you in Jesus' mighty name.